Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joey Demento. Biden would never defeat President Donald Trump in a fair election. That is a fact. I'll say it every show if I have to. I will shout it from the mountaintop. But that is a fact. Democrats know this, which is why they will pound anybody who says otherwise. And for the record, I don't know what you think about what I just said. But that, what I just told you, is 100% fact, not 99.9. There is no wiggle room. The Democrats cheated to get Biden in. Now, the reason why I'm going to reinforce this is because there are people out there who call themselves conservatives who say, well, Kevin, surely you can admit that there's a possibility. There is no possibility. None. I don't need to offer any more proof than what I've offered every single time I bring it up, which is on no planet in the solar system. On no galaxy that exists in no galaxy that exists in the solar system will Biden get 11 million votes more popular than the 2008 version of Baby Black Jesus. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Now you say, Kevin, why are you telling you? I'm going to talk about Biden's polling, but I need to set this up to explain to you that this polling isn't telling you anything you don't already know. It isn't telling you anything you didn't know from the beginning. We already knew that Joe Biden was a very unpopular person. Even within the Democrat Party, there were places where this guy could not get over 60% of the Democrat vote with no competition. So this idea that we have to, oh my gosh, we should really think about, you know, whatever. We know there's cheating. And I know that's the number one thing for a lot of people is, Kevin, how do we win going forward? I don't think that's our problem. We're winners. We can win any election if the Democrats don't cheat. The question is, will the Democrats cheat? The answer to that is yes. So the next question you should be asking yourself is, how are you going to catch them? And I'm going to give you part of the reason. Here's the other thing I want you to do. You will never get a single Democrat, as stupid as they are, to argue that Biden is more popular than 2008 Barack Obama. Bring it up to them, and you know what they do? They get a little wry smile and go, well, I mean, yeah. Obama gets 69 million votes. Joe Biden supposedly gets 81 or whatever the million numbers of votes that he got. I know they say it's 11 to 12 million more than Obama. And all you got to do is ask him, did Joe Biden ever, at any point in his entire career, have the level of fawning that Barack Obama had in 2008? And you know the answer. Biden in 2020 could not beat Obama in 2008. Am I right or am I wrong? But Trump would have whooped Obama's half-black bony butt. Moving on, the reason why I'm talking about this is I wanted to talk about the polls. Because these new polls that you're seeing reflect not only where Biden was when he got put into office, cheated into office, but now they're showing the dips. They're showing his actual achievements and what people feel about it. And again, nothing new under the sun. Nothing new for the Democrats. So desperate for a win that they would cheat a moron with severe brain damage, brain disease, into office. You want a statistical improbability? I've already given you a statistical impossibility. And that is Joe Biden getting 81 million votes. Joe Biden getting more votes than Barack Obama in any election. Joe Biden defeating Trump in 2020. All statistical impossibilities. Every one of them. And what should be a statistical impossibility, certainly an improbability, Joe Biden's approval rating is lower than all governors in America. And let's face it, we have some crappy governors, especially the Democrat ones. So here's what the polling, according to Morning Consult, 5 of the least popular governors in the U.S. are Democrats. No surprise there. Oregon Democrat Kate Brown got the lowest approval rating of 43%. 43%. But let me tell you, that is nirvana for Joe Biden. If Joe Biden got a legit 43%, he would be through the moon. So with the Democrats. There was another poll, though, that was done. It was done by Civics, CIVIQS.com. And in that poll, Joe Biden averages 37% approval across all the states. Now, before I get into detail, I want you to understand that 40% is pretty much the low bar. 40 for the Democrats, 40 for the Republicans, and 20 for the independents that sway elections one way or the other. In 17 states, Joe Biden polls below the 37%. And I'll tell you who they are. Alabama, Arkansas, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, West Virginia, and Wyoming. Now, I'm not going to get into, you know, which states are battleground or whatever. That's up for you. But I'll tell you this. Joe Biden only polled above 50% in two states, Hawaii and Vermont. That's it. In Hawaii, he polled 51-38 for him, and in Vermont, 55-36. That tells you where you definitely don't want to live. But he polled as low as 18%, folks, in West Virginia. Now, you can go through and look at some of these other states, like Rhode Island 44-45, Washington 45-46, a statistical, you know, tie, if you will. But understand, in this polling, Joe Biden has led the Democrats to such a degree that means it's bad down ticket. I always tell you on this show, I want to bring you good news. This polling is not only good news, it's great news, particularly when you understand that polling is slanted towards the Dems.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-0300. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I was thinking about something the other day because I don't like to forget what the left does in the news cycle and how much bad, how many bad things are going on, how much news we get thrown at us in a single day. And so we have a tendency to just overlook some of the other things that are happening that have gone on in the past. And we just mowed right over it like the dude did in Waukesha, which we'll talk more about here in a bit. But it got me thinking, can you imagine the stories that would have been written of the Americans trapped in Afghanistan over Thanksgiving if Trump were president? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hey, by the way, before I get into that, Ruth, thank you for your letter, your card. I've been saying Ruth is 93, who lives in Florida. Ruth is actually 98. Now, when we met at the nightclub, she lied to me and told me she was younger than she really was. But anyway, I'm not going to call you out on it, Ruth. But no, she sent me a letter, said, Kevin, I'm 98. She sent me a fat check. You know, I don't know whether she's considering it my maintenance and upkeep as a trophy radio host that she's in love with, or reparations, but either way, I appreciate Ruth for doing that because she certainly didn't have to. And we are going to put your funds to good use. I promise you it'll go right back into what we do as an organization. So Ruth, thank you for that. Anyway, we're so bombarded right now with the Wu Flu BS that we have a tendency to forget the other things that are going on in the news. And there's tons of things going on. But I want to say this before we get too far away from Thanksgiving, that the headlines over Thanksgiving would have excoriated Trump for a bungled evacuation that got 13 Marines killed. 13 service members, members of our military, who are not celebrating Thanksgiving with their families. Why? Because Joe Biden is a moron. Notwithstanding, the Americans that are still trapped in Afghanistan who did not get to celebrate Thanksgiving, quite frankly, while we were yucking it up and eating expensive turkey and hanging out with family and friends, these people are over there running for their lives, still trying to figure out what happened. How did my nation let me down? And I'm just saying, I don't know how I do know how Biden feels about it, because it is man left behind. But I'm not going to leave them behind. I'm not going to let the memory of these people who went over to do a service for America get lost in the shuffle. Let me tell you what we'd know if Trump were president. We would know the exact number of Americans left behind who didn't get to have Thanksgiving because they were abandoned by the so-called leader of America, who now is Joe Biden. But if Trump had done what Biden had done, you'd know how many people were there. You'd know every American by name as if they were black people killed by police. Well, there's Jamal, you know, there's Eric Garner, there's Michael Brown. I mean, they would name every single person. They would have done highlights of these people. We would have been regaled on every channel with somebody's sad story, like watching, you know, one of these not reality shows, but one of these game shows or American Idol or America's Got Talent, where we got to hear about every little detail of their lives, how they overcame and how they were abandoned by Donald Trump. Americans left in a foreign country who cannot celebrate the founding of this nation. They would have made it so patriotic, you'd think that that leftists actually care about America. And what if Trump had paid a ransom to get some of these people out? He would have been accused of nepotism. They would have tied anybody Trump got out to Trump's money or to his, you know, his empire or whatever. They would have accused him of nepotism and nepotism, and they would have probably tried to impeach him. They would have called it favoritism. And along with what happened with the money, they would have chastised Trump for his, quote, money for hostages scheme. And these Americans would be called hostages by now. That's what they'd be referred to in the media. Trump's hostages. Oh, what a difference a president makes, folks. Because despite Biden paying ransom to the Taliban, American and Afghani women are being brutalized in that country. You know what I'm talking about. American and Afghani men continue to run for their lives or risk being tortured due to Biden's negligence and incompetence. But you know what? There wasn't a peep from the media. You know what the media cycle was about? Bidenflation. Good news about Bidenflation. Woohoo! Let's go celebrate. Let's celebrate the rising prices of everything. Gasoline prices doubled, food prices 20, 30, 40% higher than it was a year ago. People can't afford to eat, they can't afford to heat their homes, and I could go on. It's just insane. And I want you to keep in mind, much of this country, not that much, but a lot of this country wanted Joe Biden to replace Donald Trump. They wanted it. What a difference a president makes. That's what I want you to be thinking about. And I don't want you to forget these people left behind. I bring this up so you can bring it up to other people and say, you know, that when people go, well, Joe Biden's not that bad, and you can say things like this. Well, I would wonder what the people that were left behind in Afghanistan might say. I wonder what the family of those 13 Marines who were killed in that botched evacuation would say. I wonder what the people, you know, and again, you get the point, right? Doesn't matter what it is. You can say, I wonder what the people who've watched the price of gasoline double would say. The people who are not able to heat their homes. The people who couldn't afford Thanksgiving dinner and had to go Italian this year. And you could go on. That's what you want to be able to talk about. And when you ask me, Kevin, what should I say to leftists? How could I fight back? You fight back with the truth. It's empathize. Be able to put yourself in a situation. Have you ever had to escape anything in your life? I can tell you this. I had to, when I was younger, I had to run from creditors when my car was going to get towed because I hadn't made my payment. And I'm hiding my car three blocks over and walking home. And I could see the dude who was camped out to get my car, but I had to scrape the money together to finally pay for it. It wasn't exactly running from danger, but you do get a sense of what it feels like to have to live life on the lam. When my sticker was expired and I would see a cop coming up behind me, I would have to make three or four dipsy-doo turns before I would finally get to where I was going. It was costing me twice the amount of to go in gas to go places because I was running from the cops because I didn't have the right sticker. I think you get the point.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A fourth teenager is dead after the school shooting in Michigan. A 15-year-old student at Oxford High north of Detroit is accused of killing four classmates and injuring seven others on Tuesday. Police are continuing to pore over surveillance video and tracking his social media where he reportedly had posted a countdown. All schools in the district will be closed for the rest of the week. Two DeKalb County Sheriff's investigators in Georgia are in the hospital after going after a suspect that was wanted for aggravated assault. DeKalb County Sheriff Melody Maddox gives an update on the health of the two officers.
They are now hospitalized here at DeKalb County. One is in surgery, and the other is in stable condition.
A $20,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of 38-year-old Edward Allen Gatling. USA Radio News. With the bipartisan infrastructure package passed into law, Democrats are now focused on passing President Biden's Build Back Better agenda to provide Americans with more benefits and good-paying union jobs. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan joins Fox Business and says he hopes the bill does not pass the Senate, otherwise inflation will continue to grow.
When you spend like crazy, you shouldn't be surprised when you get a 31-year high inflation rate. So that's where we're at. Let's hope they stop it.
The Biden administration continues to say it expects inflation to decrease in 2022. Capital One is getting rid of its overdraft fees. Retail banking customers who belong to Cap One won't have to pay the fees that can be up to $35 for each time it happens. A spokesperson for the company saying they'll lose around $150 million in revenue each year because of the decision to get rid of the fees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We got big news in the way of leftists on trial these days. We got Ghislaine Maxwell, who's on trial. And I saw an article that said, Ghislaine Maxwell, this is going to be the defense for Ghislaine Maxwell. And I clicked on it. Went nowhere. And I thought, what is the defense of Ghislaine Maxwell? She was a pimp. But she wasn't the only pimp. Let me tell you, there are so many pimps in the feminist movement, it's pathetic. The feminist movement is so bad for women, they should be ashamed of themselves. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I'm not going to talk about Ghislaine Maxwell because there's a bigger trial. Yeah, there's a Jussie Smollett trial. It's about to start. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a buzz. And I hope you do. I love talking to you. Love communicating with you. Oh, by the way, I need to thank my cigar guys, my troop, the N-O-O-W, not on our watch guys down in the Florida area that invited me out a while back because they sent me a basket. A fruit basket, not just fruits. It had summer sausage and cheese and all kinds of goodies. And I just broke into it the other day because I was up late, later than normal. And because I get up at 3:30, between 3:30 and 4 a.m. every day. So I go to bed relatively early because, you know, a lot of news breaking and things like this. And then, and some the other night I stayed up till midnight. But anyway, long story short, I got the basket. And oh, by the way, I did get a book from my buddy Stu. The world's first salesman, what you need to know about sales, straight from the caveman who invented it, Stu Rosenbaum. Stu, I appreciate the book, man. And I'm in chapter one where I'm learning how the caveman sold. And I'm sure I'm going to learn a lot about selling from Stu. He's an amazing businessman. So thank you for that. Appreciate getting that. Anyway, I want you to imagine picking a jury. As they said my cousin Vinny, the jury, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Imagine picking a jury in Jussie Smollett's case, a jury of his peers. I picture Christine Blasey Ford and Julie Swetnick, you know, lying skanks. That's what comes to mind, because that's what Jussie Smollett is. Well, we know how long justice takes. 3 years for half-black scumbags. 3 years. If Jussie Smollett had only been one of two things, and I wrote about this, I said he needed to be white, fully white, or he needed to be a Clinton. And then it might have all gone away. Now, just to refresh, not that you need it, but Jussie Smollett, which is what Dave Chappelle called him, about 3 years ago, staged his own terror attack by a couple of white men. He blamed two white guys And Smollett added to this claim, making the two men who supposedly attacked him near his Chicago home two Trump supporters. And in typical leftist and gay fashion, Smollett continued embellishing his story to monumental proportions, so much so that I cried foul early on. I said to people, don't believe this story. It's got too much to it. Yeah. So, for example, when they discovered Jussie Smollett at his house, supposedly a friend came over and said, oh, let me call the cops and explain what's happening. Jussie Smollett still had a noose around his neck. Now, look, I haven't dealt with a lot of that type of trauma because I'm a bad mofo. If you're going to put a noose around my neck, you better squeeze it and hang me over a bridge because I'm going to be fighting and clawing. I'm a bobcat, okay? But Smollett, when they showed up, he didn't have it like on the countertop. He had it still on his neck. He wanted pictures of him with the noose. He needed the symbolism. And what he was implying is that he was a victim of a hate crime. I joked and said, I'm shocked that the noose wasn't rainbow colored. I actually snorted. I'm shocked it was a rainbow colored. Seriously. It was a detail he obviously overlooked. You know, can you imagine Jussie Smollett in his rainbow loop? But, you know, remember, he was also bleached, right? We learned that the perpetrators bleached him. And the reason that was supposed to be symbolic, they were trying to whiten me up. I mean, every time I heard a detail of this story, it was like when I heard Michael Brown. Oh, that cop, he reached out the window and he put his arm on Michael Brown's neck. And I went, that did not happen. And as soon as I started hearing this story and how it was, oh, my God. And then this, how I was like, yeah. He's acting. Full of holes. And the story, of course, fell apart. And it was funny because most people didn't do the research, but even the gay community was going, that don't sound right. Because he said he was targeted, and I'm paraphrasing because I'm not exactly sure, but it was something like, oh, these guys, they made reference to, you're that gay guy on Empire. And I'm thinking, two rednecks in Chicago at 19 degrees, and they can look across the way with people covered up in parkas and say, that's the black dude from Empire, the gay black dude from Empire. Negro, please. I already knew that was a lie. Anyway, the gay people knew it, leftists knew it, and you could tell the way that Jussie Smollett was not getting the support he wanted. And then he would go on stage and everybody, you're so brave! And keep in mind, he was acting and he wanted to be a double threat. He wanted to be a singer, so he was going and doing these concerts. And everywhere he went, we support you! Kamala Harris came out for him. They were, you know, all this hate crime, the PSAs from Hollywood, whatever. Over a month, and this is how long it took, but a month later, they finally went, you're lying. The bureaucracy of blackness is what took this so long to get to trial, because let me tell you, if Donald Trump Jr. or some white dude had lied on two black guys in order to further his career, you can bet he would have been on trial, he or she would have been on trial right away and thrown under the jail. Would have served his full sentence by now and still have an ankle monitor on. But we get Smollett's trial, finally here. Jury selections coming on board. And, I think they said it will be done by the end of the week. Would you want to serve on that jury? High-profile jury, but slam dunk case. Slam dunk. And I know you know the details of the story, but while we're on it, let's just recap. So what Smollett did was he hired two Jamaicans that worked on the set of Empire at some point. I don't know to what degree. He hires these guys to do the stuff for him, to help stage the crime, and now they're going to be prominent in actually getting him convicted. Good for them. See, this is a win. This is one of these things where they start out and it's like, oh my goodness, look at how bad America is. This is terrible. It's gay and he's black and it's all these other things. And then, wait a minute, maybe we need to back up. Kamala Harris, nobody else made, they stopped making comments about it. And over the last 3 years, I want you to know this scoundrel, I don't know what he's been doing. He's probably been working under, who knows? I don't know. But A for effort, the leftists are saying to Jussie, we appreciate what you, Jussie, you screwed it up, but we appreciate what you were trying to do. What was he trying to do? He was trying to make part of America look like what the media narrative was. And you know what? Here, listen to this very closely, conservatives that are paying attention to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and specifically me. He could have gotten away with it. I sound like Scooby-Doo. If it weren't for those meddling kids, if it weren't for those meddling conservatives who said, you know what, this doesn't pass the smell test, if it wasn't for the fact that he went after Chicago PD and they finally went, wait a minute, this isn't right. Well, Chicago PD, you know, and they got into a little bit of a tiff and Chicago PD said, we got you clocked. He could have gotten away with this. The leftist narrative wanted to allow him to get away with this. They wanted to believe that Trump supporters are out there beating up gay black people. I don't know about you, but I haven't thought about gay black people in a long time until they bring stories up like this. And I certainly don't care about beating any of them up. They're easy to beat up. Go beat up not gay black people. Anyway, we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This is completely off subject, but I got to talk about it because it bugs me. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, and it has to do with The Godfather. Mario Puzo's amazing story of the birth of the mafia and all that, and it gave you this insight into the La Cosa Nostra, our thing, which is what it means in Italian. And love the movie, the series. It's like Gladiator. I watch it every time it's on. And it's been on, I don't know what cable system you guys have, but it's been on my cable system now for the better part of a month. I can't bring it up. And here's what they do. They do Godfather 1 and then Godfather 2 right in a row. And then they do the I don't know if they have that Godfather 3. And that's the one that I'm going to talk about right now. And you're going, Kevin, what's this got to do? It's completely off subject. But it bugs me. So I figured I got a radio show. I'll talk about it. So I love Godfather 1. And here's what I learned about it. I learned that they almost fired Al Pacino. Did you guys know that? They almost fired Al Pacino. He was very intimidated in being in a role with De Niro and Marlon Brando. They were huge actors at the time, and he was an unknown dude. And he finally got his chops in the movie. You'd never guess it to see him act. You'd never guess it. Man, he played Michael Corleone to the hilt. A very pensive, contemplating individual. And if you remember, it was Sonny, and then Fredo, and then Michael. That those are the order of the ages of the boys. And so Michael was the youngest. He was the one that was, you know, wanted to be go to war. He was the one they were going to keep clean out of the family business. But anyway, Al Pacino plays this, you know, he's dating Kay. And while the other guys have their wives and their gumas, you know, their girlfriends, Michael wants to play it straight with Kay. But he's very honest with her when he talks about the contract with at the wedding. He's talking about the contract that his god brother, who's a singer, got. And he says, my dad, you know, essentially took Luca Brasi, to meet the guy that held the contract for Johnny, or whatever the guy's name. And he made him an offer he can't refuse. And she says, what did he make him? He says, either your brains or your signature will be on this contract. And the guy signed the contract. And you can see how they dealt with things. And it is fascinating because it's Hollywood giving you a glimpse of the real world, which reminds me of when Rodney Dangerfield's in Back to School and the professor's like, well, you start your business and then you do this. And Rodney's like, you don't know nothing about running a business. He says, you got to grease the hands of the politicians, and then you got to pay off the unions, and and he's giving them this black market underground version of how business runs. So The Godfather, in a much less funny way, is telling you how things work. You know, these guys have to earn. They're looking to scam. They're looking to set themselves up easy. You know, Vegas was built on it with Mo Green and the whole deal. So you're like, Kevin, what's your beef? You're not getting to your beef. Okay, here's my beef. My beef is, in Godfather 1, they developed the character of Michael Corleone as the youngest son. He's out of the business. He's not trying to be in the business. Now, you can see Fredo is still a putz, and Sonny is a hothead. And so they're developing this. Well, then the dad gets shot because he's slipping. He doesn't want to get into the drug business. And Michael steps up. And I'm telling you, if you watch Pacino play this role, I don't know of anybody that could have played it better. He played an amazing Michael Corleone, who's got to step over his older brother, who's a putz. He's the Chris Cuomo of The Godfather. He steps over Fredo, and he starts running the family business, and he uses his father as his consigliere to explain to him how, you know, the business needs to run. So it's a good family. I mean, it's good, wholesome family entertainment. It's not that. But you can see that he needs his dad to still kind of tutor him on it. But it's trial by fire. When the dad, you know, finally heals from being shot multiple times, because Fredo slipped up and on and on. So, and I'm sure many of you have seen the show. So you're going, Kevin, what's the problem? Okay. So then you go to Godfather 2. And Godfather 2, they feature De Niro as a young guy. And he's, you know, explaining how he became Vito Corleone. And it begins with the, you know, the death of one of his brothers or something. And then his mom goes to plead to the guy who runs Italy, this area of Italy called Corleone, and he ends up, his mom gets killed, and he has to escape to America. And so they do a great job juxtaposing between that and now Michael Corleone running the family business. And still, Michael Corleone stays in character. He's killed everybody off in Godfather 1, and now in Godfather 2, he's embracing Hyman Roth, the Jewish guy who worked with his dad, another scam artist, but they had a respect for one another. So it was a Jewish mob working with the Italian mob, blah, blah, blah. They bring in Cuba. Again, I'm giving you a recap, and you're probably still saying, Kevin, what's your beef? So, again, I don't know which one you like better, but as far as sequels go, it was a pretty good sequel. I wouldn't want to see a sequel to Gladiator. You get what I'm saying? Because I don't think you could do anything to make it better. But they did. With Godfather 1 and 2, it's debatable which one's better. Now, I didn't like the Michael stuff with Simon Roth and all that. And having watched it now about 5,000 times because it's been on, and I don't know what to tell you except I'm glued to it. Every time it comes on, I'm watching it. And I'm piecing together the young Clemenzas and the young, you know, Barzinis and how they met, going back and forth between 1 and 2 and trying to remember who's who. And I'm finally at a point where, cause it's like, for me, it's like Harry Potter. I can't remember all the Mumbledores and Goobalots and Pumblepeaks. There's just too many characters. And so with Godfather, I'm starting to get to the point where I'm getting a clearer picture of the younger person and how they got to know each other, became good friends, grew together, you know, et cetera, and formed La Cosa Nostra in America. So, but Michael Corleone, you know, they show De Niro as a young Brando and how he built this thing by killing off the Black Hand. I forget the guy's name. And he plays an amazing role. Michael, played by Al Pacino, continues that very deliberate, contemplative thinking, you know, playing chess versus checkers, etc. And here's what bugs me. You get to 3. I liked Andy Garcia. I liked it. But I only saw a little... by the way, I didn't watch 3. I want you to understand, I only watched 1 and 2. I don't want you guys... don't label me! But I'm only watching 1 and 2. But I watched a piece of 3. And it was a scene where Andy Garcia is with Bridget Fonda and some guys go to kill him. And he gets them. And you know, he kills him, I don't know if you've seen the scene, but one of them takes his girlfriend, the girl he's having the relations with that evening, and she's like, "We'll kill her," and he's like, "Kill her? I don't care anything about her." He goes, "I'm going to kill you." And so long story short, he ends up killing the two guys that come after him, and he plays a really good role. And when I did watch it, by the way, I didn't watch it in years, but when it came out, I watched it because I wanted to see it. And I heard Mario Puzo did it because he says he needed the money. And after I look at the scenes, I'm like, he did just need the money because they cast, I forget one of the guys, who was it? Big director, or whatever. They cast his daughter as one of the main characters. She's in love with her cousin. So, but that's still not my beef. My beef with it is Al Pacino. Al Pacino, it's almost like he forgot the character he played in 1 and 2, and he becomes the scent of a woman, Al Pacino, almost like, you see? And he's very reactive. He's not contemplative. He's so out of character. And I don't know if anybody else noticed this, but I noticed it for the very first time because I couldn't understand. I didn't like Godfather 3, but I didn't dislike it. But I'm almost do sort of dislike it. But long story short, I watched a little scene where he and Talia Shire are saying something, and I thought to myself, this is like two different versions of Michael Corleone. I'm curious if you share that view, and because I know you didn't, if you watched Godfather 3, you didn't like it as well as 1 or 2. But I'm curious. Contact me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.